This month, Brandt Industries became the latest company to seek tax breaks from Bloomington Normal School Districts and other local taxing bodies. They want the tax breaks to bring new manufacturing jobs to town. But it's not just new and expanding businesses like Brandt that are looking to cut their property tax bill. GLT's Ryan Denham reports on why some of the county's largest taxpayers are pushing back.
Hundreds of McLean County property owners this fall challenged the assessed value of their properties, which determines their tax bill. This year, that included dozens of student apartments, hotels, banks, and shopping centers, some of the county's largest property taxpayers. They want to shave tens of thousands of dollars off their tax bill, money that school districts and other taxing bodies depend on. To avoid unpredictable revenue losses, Unit 5 this fall negotiated a compromise agreement with First Sight and other apartment owners who were looking to cut their bills on 26 different apartments. It locks in the assessed value of those properties through 2022. A second agreement is in the works with Young America Realty, which has challenged the values of at least 15 properties this year. Kurt Richardson is Unit 5's attorney. The district gets 60% of its revenue from property taxes.
Whenever those assessed values decline or dip, that affects our revenue. And that means teachers in the classrooms. That means higher class sizes. It's important to protect that local property tax base.
The First Sight and Young America agreements are not the first of their kind, and they won't be the last. State Farm Insurance reached a similar agreement with taxing bodies for its properties in 2010. The former Mitsubishi manufacturing plant and the Clinton Power Station have been involved in their own tax disputes. In light of the recent tax breaks approved for Brandt's new manufacturing plant, agreements like these raise an interesting question for other McLean County taxpayers. Which property owners are big and important enough to get to negotiate an agreement with local taxing bodies in the first place? This year, the owners of 883 properties in McLean County appealed their assessed valuation, which is supposed to be one-third of a property's market value that's used to calculate your tax bill. It's actually fewer appeals than in recent years. There were 1,600 of them in 2009, the height of the Great Recession. Most appeals come from homeowners who think their assessed value, determined by their assessor, is too high. The higher the assessed value, the higher the tax bill. But for homes, the dollar amounts are so low that taxing bodies don't typically raise a stink when the cases go before the county's three-member board of review. But for larger commercial properties seeking a reduction of $100,000 or more in assessed value, those taxing bodies are asked if they want to intervene in the appeal. With more money at stake, they often do. That's what happened for the past 3 years between Unit 5 and First Sight. Normal Township Assessor Rob Cranston says it began in 2015 when his office noticed that more and more of the college student apartments were being under-assessed.
We looked at the apartments and saw that the luxury, all-inclusive student apartments were the most consistent and most consistently low. So those are the ones that we revalued for 2015. There were 57 parcels that were revalued for 2015.
And the apartments, assessor, and local taxing bodies have been debating their value ever since. Here's Supervisor of Assessments for McLean County, Robert Common, who oversees the Board of Review.
Certainly, you can see around the university, ISU, all of the new housing going up. And this is across the country. The scale of that housing is quite upscale. So the assessor and the property owners don't necessarily agree on what the value is of those upscale properties. So we're seeing a lot of contentious appeals regarding what's it worth.
See an interactive graphic showing McLean County's top 25 largest taxpayers, including many student apartment owners, at our website, wglt.org. You're listening to Sound Ideas.